Chapter 2. Narada Muni Speaks to King Kamsa. Krishna had come to Vrindavan to kill all the demons. In the city of Mathura, there was a very evil king named Kamsa, who was the worst demon of them all. One day, Narada Muni went to visit the demoniac King Kamsa in Mathura, just to tell him the real secret of how Krishna was born. "You know that you will be killed one day by the eighth son of Vasudeva and Devaki," Narada told Kamsa. "His name is Krishna, and he lives in Vrindavan in the house of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. Vasudev hid Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan so you would not know where they were. The baby girl you found with Vasudev and Devaki was brought from Nanda Maharaj's house. The demon friends you sent to Vrindavan to kill different children were all killed by Krishna and Balaram." Kamsa was very, very disturbed. He took out his sharp sword. "Vasudev," he shouted, "you cheated me." Narada Muni said, "Vasudev has done nothing to you. You only have to be afraid of Krishna and Balaram." But the angry and wicked king would not listen to the good advice of the saintly Narada. Instead, he arrested Vasudev and his wife Devaki and locked them up in iron chains in the prison again. He sent the Keshi demon to Vrindavan this time to bring Balaram and Krishna to Mathura. Calling his elephant drivers and the wrestlers like Chanura, Mustika, Sala, and Tosala, Kamsa warned them, "My dear friends, at Nanda Maharaj's house in Vrindavan, there are two brothers, Krishna and Balaram. They are not the real sons of Nanda, but are really the two sons of Vasudev. As you may know, Vasudev's eighth son will kill me. Now let us have a festival and a wrestling match here in Mathura, and we'll ask those two boys here for the fun. Bring the huge elephant named Kuvalyapita. Bring him to the gate to catch Krishna and Balaram as soon as they come. Then kill them!"